This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Wednesday and welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. It is Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026. I'm Dustin Fuller. Let's just say it was a busy night for boys and girls high school action, but there were also some scores we did not get. We'll give you what we have. Also, understand there may have been some postponements and cancellations due to Mother Nature and her heat. Let's just say it's going to be hot all week, so if you are going to a game, make sure the game is happening first. Make sure the schedule has not changed, because there is a chance of that. And also, drink plenty of fluids. You don't want to be in a situation where you're outside and all of a sudden you get heat exhaustion or potentially heat stroke. So make sure you're taking care of yourself while you're out and about, definitely over the next few days.
High school girls.
And we start off with high school girls soccer action. Brabuff Jesuit in Class 2A knocks off number 9 Heritage Christian 3-0. For the Braves, they improved to 3-1-3 on the season. Heritage Christian falls to 2-2-1. Number 10 Heritage Hills falls to Class 1A number 7 Forest Park 1-0. For the Rangers, Bryn Vaught scored the only goal of the match. Caitlin Kippenbrock had a big night in goal, making 8 stops to preserve a clean sheet. The Rangers 4-1-1 on the year. Heritage Hills falls to 5-1, their first loss, and it was a big PAC conference battle too. So we'll see how that shapes up later on. In Class 1A on the top 20 scoreboard, number 1 Westview earns a 5-3 road win over West Noble. The win improves the Warriors to 6-1. The Chargers fall to 2-3. Number 9 LaPel downs Frankfurt 10-1. LaPel now 6-0-1 on the season. Frankfurt now 0-4. White River Valley defeats North Knox 8-0 at home. For the Wolverines, Molly Settle scores a hat-trick. Her next goal will be the 50th career goal for her, as Leah Fulford made 3 saves in the win. And other matchups that took place around the state in girls soccer action on Tuesday: Centerville over Wapahani 2-1. Rochester blanks Logansport 3-0. Tipton defeats Western 2-1. North Miami over Tippecanoe Valley 1-0. Indy Lutheran and Trinity Lutheran play to a 1-1 draw. It was a draw for the first time of the night. We have a win in PKs between North Montgomery and Southmont. Southmont and North Montgomery play to a 1-1 draw in regulation. Southmont wins in PKs. Milan shuts out Rising Sun 3-0. Christian Academy of Indiana all over North Harrison 10-1. Knightstown over Muncie Central 4-0. Glenn over La Lumiere 1-0. Evansville North defeats Castle 3-2 at a battle of SIAC schools. It was Fort Wayne Snyder over Fort Wayne Northside 3-0. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures downs Fort Wayne Wayne 9-0. Lowell over Hammond Central 6-1. South Adams over Jay County 2-1. Columbus North defeats New Albany 5-1. Carmel over Pike 11-0. Tri-West over McCutcheon 6-1. Lafayette Jefferson defeats Kokomo 5-1. Plymouth blanks Jimtown 4-0. Belmont over Norwell 4-0. South Bend St. Joseph over New Prairie 9-0. It was LaPorte over Maryville 9-0. Valparaiso wins in PKs over Chesterton. DeKalb wins in PKs over East Noble. Barreave and Southridge play to a 1-1 draw. Penn over South Bend Riley 9-0. Lawrence Central over Speedway 6-0. Evansville Modern Day blanks Evansville Bossy 10-0. Delta over Alexandria Monroe 9-0. Mishawaka Marion over South Bend Adams 2-0. Batesville defeats South Dearborn 5-0. Culver Academy over Concord 2-1. Warsaw over Goshen 3-1. Franklin Central over New Palestine, 1-0.
High school boys.
Avon and Hamilton Southeastern played to a 2-2 draw. Avon now 5-0-3 on the season, while HSE slips to 4-0-3. Fishers and Noblesville played to a 1-1 draw, as the Tigers of Fishers are now 3-1-1, while the Millers are 3-1-2. By the way, the Millers this week in the boys poll ranked number 3. Franklin Central and number 6 Brownsburg played to a scoreless draw. Flashes of Franklin Central now 1-3-2. Brownsburg is 1-1-3. Brebeuf and Carmel were in a matchup as well. Carmel blanks Brebeuf 3-0. The Greyhounds improved to 1-1-2 on this season, while Brebeuf in the defeat falls to 2-4. Carroll of Fort Wayne defeats Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger 4-1. Johnny Yates, Joey Casaburro, Zachary Demetrio, and Camden Schweitzer each had goals in the win for Carroll. Boston Stansfer made 5 saves in goal. Carroll is 3-2-1, while Bishop Dwinger falls to 4-1-1. Number 11, Zionsville, clean sheets Westfield 2-0. Zionsville 4-1-1, while the Shamrocks of Westfield fall to 2-2-3. Cathedral and Guerin Catholic, number 1 and 2A Guerin Catholic, number 20 and 3A Cathedral, they play to a 1-1 draw. Cathedral is now 1-1-4 on the season. Meanwhile, Guerin Catholic now 2-0-4. In Class 2A, Fort Wayne Wayne knocks off Fort Wayne Bishop Lures 3-2. For the Generals of Fort Wayne Wayne, they're now 5-1. Bishop Lures slips to 3-3. Lebanon knocks off number 10 Speedway 5-1. Tigers with the win improved to 5-2-1, while Sparkplugs of Speedway slipped to 3-3. Number 11 Heritage Hills defeats Gibson Southern at the Fort in Fort Branch 1-0. Lone goal for the Patriots came in the second half from Gabe Brown, assisted by Jorge Gomez. Patriots now 4-1-1 on the season. Gibson Southern slips to 3-2. Southridge blanks North Posey in a PAC battle 5-0. For the Raiders, they're now 6-1. The Vikings and North Posey fall to 1-4. Number 19, Washington knocks off Evansville Wrights 3-1. The Hatchets now 4-2, while Evansville Wrights slips to 2-4. In Class 1A, number 3, Shaw Memorial downs Jackson Dell 9-0. For the Hilltoppers, Gus Grote put home a hat-trick and is now at 8 goals on the season, 55 goals in his high school career. Jonathan Lopez added a pair of goals of his own, tying a career high in goals for a season with 4. Clark Nickner made 7 saves in goal. Hilltoppers now 7-0. Jackson Dell falls to 0-3-1. Forest Park downs Evansville Day School. Forest Park number 9 in the 1A poll. That final score 7-0. For the Rangers, they're now 4-1. Evansville Day School falls to 2-4. Number 11, White River Valley downs North Knox 9-0. For the Wolverines, C.J. Badenhorst nets a hat-trick. Memphis Capehart and Bo Fussenberg each added a pair of goals. John Powers made 4 saves in 60 minutes, while Bodie Beskirk in 20 minutes made a pair of saves to team up for the clean sheet. Wolverines now 4-2. North Knox slips to 0-4. Number 16, South Knox defeats Vincennes Reveille in an all-Knox County and Blue Chip Conference battle 4-1. The Spartans now 2-1-2. Reveille falls to 3-2. Christian Academy of Indiana blanks Trinity Lutheran 3-0. Caleb Porras, Shane Black, and Ryan Harrigan each scored goals in the win for the Warriors. CAI now 2-1. Trinity Lutheran falls to 3-2-1. Another scores in boys soccer action. Mooresville Christian defeats Tabernacle Christian 2-0. Eastbrook over Blackford 7-1. Union City downs Elwood 16-0. City Baptist over MMBA. Actually, check that. MMBA over City Baptist 6-3. Glenn over Oregon Davis 8-0. Crawfordsville downs Covington 10-1. Princeton over Boonville 2-0. Caston defeats Peru 4-1. Wampahani over Knightstown 4-1. University blanks Anderson Prep 9-0. Northwood over Lakeland 1-0. Lighthouse Christian over Providence Cristo Rey 3-2. Liberty Christian shuts out Seton Catholic 5-0. Indiana Science and Math Academy North over Horizon Christian 3-2. Crosspoint Christian over Suburban Christian 2-1. Greencastle blanks North Putnam in the Battle of Putnam County 6-0. Yorktown over Newcastle 4-0. Western over Northwestern 4-1. Rock Creek Academy over North Harrison 6-1. Seven Oaks Classical knocks off Eastern Green 5-1. It was Trinity Academy over St. Thomas More 5-2. Kip Legacy over Beach Grove 9-0. New Palestine knocks off Mount Vernon of Fortville 4-2. Ron Colley and Perry Meridian play to a 2-2 draw. Greenfield Central over Pendleton Heights 3-1. East Noble over DeKalb 2-1. Bloomington South blanks Martinsville 4-0. Mitchell and Owen Valley play to a 3-3 draw. Lawrenceburg and Connor of Hebron, Kentucky play to a 1-1 draw. Elkhart Christian over Plymouth 3-2. Jeffersonville blanks Seymour 2-0. Actually, check that. It was Seymour over Jeffersonville 3-2. My apologies. Tipton over West Lafayette. Actually, that's a draw. Tipton 3, West Lafayette 3. Evansville Modern Day over Evansville Bossy 5-1. Pike shuts out Cedar Grove 1-0. It was Bethany Christian over Angola 3-1. Jasper over Floyd Central 3-2. Lawrence North over Plainfield 1-0. Manchester blanks Tippecanoe County 2-0. Washington Catholic over Bloomfield 1-0. Rensselaer Central over Twin Lakes. Actually, it's Twin Lakes over Rensselaer Central 5-3. Alexandria Monroe over Believe Circle City 9-2. And Evansville Christian defeats Evansville Central 3-1. Moving on to men's college soccer action.
College men.
In Livonia, Michigan, number 19 Indiana Wesleyan picks up a big-time road win, shutting out number 23 Madonna 2-0. Match went to halftime scoreless after the two nationally ranked programs combined for 14 first-half shots. Indiana Wesleyan thought it had gone ahead in the 25th minute, but the goal was wiped away for offsides. Wildcats finally broke through early in the second half in the 52nd minute as Jose Garcia scored his first goal of the season, finishing a chance created by Camilo Pereira. Indiana Wesleyan doubled the advantage in the 63rd minute as Garcia became the provider, setting up Mariano Chavez for his first goal of the season. Wildcats perfected and protected that two-goal advantage the rest of the way to earn a clean sheet. IWU now 3-0-1 on the season. Madonna slips to 1-1-2. In Western Vigo County, Clark University pulls ahead in the second half for a 5-0 win over the Pomeroys of St. Mary of the Woods. SMWC kept Clark off the board for the opening 36 minutes of action before they broke through at 37 minutes. Pedro Aguera scored the opening goal, assisted by Joel Romero. Pomeroys were down 1-0 at halftime. Clark scored four more times in the second half. At the 59-53 mark, Alfonso Gonzalez made it 2-0 with an unassisted goal. Aguera stuck again, another goal, his second at 66-32. Joan Marchez at 78-54 scored off an assist from Roberto Lide. And finally, Evan Locke completed the scoring at 86-33, assisted by Jami Munoz. SMWC keeper Harry Jackson played 78 minutes and 54 seconds and made 5 saves. Charlie Downs finished the match, adding another save. Pomeroys are now 1-2-2. Clark is now 3-0. The Fighting Engineers Rose Holman opened their men's soccer season with a 4-0 shutout over Greenville University at Terre Haute. as Rose Holman needed less than 10 minutes to score their first goal of the season. At the 9:42 mark, Pace Morrell set up Ryan Shapiro, who found the back of the net and gave Rose a 1-0 lead. Engineers struck again at 17:25. This time, Oliver Fila provided the assist to Will Bell as he supplied the finish, doubling the advantage to 2-0. That was the halftime score. The Fighting Engineers continued to pull away after the break. At 62:33, Shapiro scored his second goal of the night, with Chase Kedzior picking up the assist. Then at 66:23, the Engineers added a fourth goal. The official box score credited that as a team goal, no individual scoring that one. Engineers outshot Greenville 12-5 and put 7 attempts on goal. And on the other end, keeper Justin Burns stopped both the shots that he faced to earn the season-opening clean sheet. Ryan Shapiro finished the night with a pair of goals. Will Bell added another, while Pace Morrell, Oliver Fila, and Chase Kedzior each added assists. Rose Holman starts the year 1-0. Earlham College opened their men's soccer schedule on Tuesday night, knocking off IU East 2-1 in Richmond. Quakers grabbed the advantage in the opening half and took a 1-goal lead into halftime. IU East responded after the break and found the equalizer, putting the match even at 1, but Earlham answered in the later stages of the second half and made it stand, earning the 2-1 win in the season opener. The win moves Earlham to 1-0. IU East, meanwhile, comes up just short in the battle of the annual Richmond Derby.
College women.
The matchup of the night in Indiana soccer took place in Indianapolis, where number 5 Marion and number 2 Cumberland's battled to a 0-0 draw. That was a genuine top 5 defensive struggle, to say the least, in women's college soccer for NAIA. Marion created the greater volume of chances early, including attempts from Sienna Mullen and Olivia Palmer. Palmer put an early shot on target, but Cumberland's kept the Knights off the board. Knights generated 5 corners in the first half. There was also an unusual little interruption at the match as power went out for a while at the stadium at Marion. Play eventually resumed and Marion came out aggressively following the delay, fired 5 shots before Cumberland's rewarded its first second half shot attempt in the 73rd minute. Neither side could break through. Lily Ames played all 90 minutes in goal for the Knights, made a pair of saves to earn the clean sheet. Offensively, Olivia Palmer led Marion with 4 shots, putting 2 of those on goal. Sophia Dawson also placed both of her attempts on target, while Sienna Mullen finished with 3 shots. Marion unbeaten so far, 3-0-1, while Cumberland's moves to 2-0-1. The Pilots of Bethel women's soccer picked up a home victory Tuesday night, shutting out Aquinas College 2-0 at Morey Field. This one remained scoreless for nearly 80 minutes as both defenses held firm through the opening half and well into the second half before the Pilots finally found their breakthrough. In the 80th minute, Caden Fursten put Bethel on the board, giving the Pilots a 1-0 advantage. Bethel wasted no time adding another goal. About a minute later, Pauline Vinciguerra found the back of the net, and suddenly the Pilots had a 2-0 lead. That was more than enough for keeper Isabella Ferreira, as Bethel ended up putting up the clean sheet. Aquinas was held to just 9 shots overall, 3 of those on goal, as the Pilots completed the clean sheet. Bethel generated 15 shots of their own, putting 9 of those on frame. Victory moves the Pilots to 3-1-1 on the season. IU Northwest earned a hard-fought win over the IU Kokomo squad. That final score was 1-0 in East Chicago. Redhawks came out aggressive and nearly grabbed the lead in the opening minutes. IU Kokomo keeper Liz Godfrey made a couple of early stops, while IU Northwest's Mari Williams also rattled an attempt on the crossbar. Williams eventually found the breakthrough. At 18:35, she scored her second goal of the season, put IU Northwest in front 1-0. No assist credited on that play, and that would turn out to be the only goal of the match. IU Northwest kept the pressure on throughout the night, generating 28 shots, putting 15 on goal. But Kokomo remained within striking distance all night. The Cougars generated 10 shots of their own, 7 on target. Kaya Mone led IU Kokomo with 3 shots, putting all of them on frame. IU Northwest keeper Kaylee Blani made 4 saves in her 90 minutes work and was credited with the clean sheet. Williams was the offensive standout for IU Northwest of the night, finishing with 9 shots, 5 on goal, and the game-winning goal, as it was 1-0 IU Northwest over IU Kokomo. When we get back, we will talk about the latest NCAA soccer polls and preview what's on tap for this Wednesday. This is the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Illin Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myillinmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Illin Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Before we start previewing what's going on, we have some men's and women's college soccer polls to talk about. In NCAA Division I, Indiana now 6th in the poll on the men's side. That's up from 14th last week. Hoosiers remain the only Indiana team in the D1 poll in the U.S. Coaches poll. United Soccer Coaches poll, that is. Currently, IU is 3-0-1. UIndy in D2 is 4th in the Midwest region poll for United Soccer Coaches. Purdue Northwest is 7th. Not a team in Division 3 in the poll at this time. NAIA polls are set to be released later today. In women's soccer, Notre Dame fell out of the poll. Currently not a team from Indiana in the D1 poll. And Indiana does not have a top 25 team or a team in the regional poll in Division 2. As mentioned, NAIA polls come out on Wednesday. As of right now, only 10 soccer matches on the women's side on the schedule. Currently, that is all subject to change due to the weather, so check ahead before heading out. Washington Township scheduled to visit Counts. Triton Central's at Monrovia. Sheridan at Western Boone. Trine Central at Wapahani, Cordon Central at Salem, Peru at Taylor, Wood Memorial at North Knox, Lafayette Central Catholic at West Lafayette, Woodland at Central Noble, and University travels to Hamilton Heights. In boys high school soccer action for this Wednesday evening, currently just 26 matchups on tap. Muncie Central is at Muncie Burris in the Battle of Muncie tonight. Michigan City is at Lake Central. South Knox travels to Mount Vernon of Posey. Oregon Davis at Westville. LaPorte at Mishawaka. LaPorte is at Maryville. My apologies. Crown Point at Portage. Valparaiso at Chesterton. Marquette Catholic at East Chicago Central. Fort Wayne Wayne at Prairie Heights. Belmont at Woodland. Maconaqua, North Miami. Tipton at Peru. Austin at North Harrison. Elkhart at South Bend, Washington. South Bend Adams at Mishawaka Marion. Lowell at Hobart. De La Salle at Hammond Bishop Knoll. Salem at Silver Creek. Evansville Modern Day travels to Evansville Christian. And Ileana Christian at Andrean. Kankakee Valley at Munster. New Prairie at South Bend St. Joseph. Evansville Bossy travels across town to visit Evansville Wrights. South Bend Riley at Penn. Concord at Warsaw. And Hanover Central at Highland. Taking a look now on what's on tap on the college soccer side as of right now. Purdue Northwest set to battle Quincy at noon, as Purdue Northwest is coming off a 1-0 road win over Northwood. They'll try to carry that momentum into another road test. Quincy, 1-1, they exploded for a 5-1 win over St. Cloud State in their last outing, as Leo Cann had a hat trick in that one. That will be someone that Purdue Northwest will have to contain. Again, a noon kickoff between Purdue Northwest and Quincy. UIndy is at Findlay this afternoon at 4. Greyhounds look to make that road trip to Ohio and remain unbeaten. UIndy opened with a scoreless draw at Cedarville before beating Lake Erie 1-0 on Sunday. Greyhounds now 1-0-1 in the season. It's their second road match in 3 matches. Another opportunity to defend and continue a great start to the young season. St. Francis travels to Lawrence Tech at 7, as Cougars are in Southfield, Michigan for that non-conference matchup with Lawrence Tech. Blue Devils have already seen an Indiana opponent this season, as they beat Marion 5-3 back on August 22nd. Lawrence Tech then lost 3-0 to Holy Cross before drawing with St. Francis of Illinois 1-1. St. Francis will look to become the second Indiana program to knock off the Blue Devils this season. IU Indianapolis at Southern Indiana is scheduled for 8 Eastern, 7 Central. That will take place at Strauss-Wake Field. IU Indy on the season has a record of 2-1. Last time out, the Jaguars knocked off Bowling Green 1-0. Southern Indiana gets home field advantage as the Screaming Eagles continue their non-conference schedule. Also, both sides get a useful measuring stick matchup before conference play gets underway with this one. Also at 8 tonight, Goshen is at Holy Cross as the Maple Leafs look to make the trip to Notre Dame for an Indiana NAIA matchup. Saints already have a notable result against Lawrence Tech, beating the Blue Devils 3-0 back on August 26th. Goshen will look to solve Holy Cross, as they've shown that they can defend and punish opponents in non-conference play. 8 o'clock tonight, Goshen at Holy Cross. St. Xavier and Marion is scheduled for 8 this evening as Marion returns home, looking to continue an impressive offensive start. The Knights are 3-1 on the season. Wins over St. Francis, Illinois, Brescia, and IU Columbus. Marion has scored 17 goals in 4 matches, including 8 against Brescia and 5 against IU Columbus. St. X comes in to Indy with a record of 1-2. The Cougars are coming up a 1-0 win over St. Ambrose. Mark Vitale had the 14th-minute goal in that one. Marion attack against St. X. Side coming off a clean sheet makes this one an interesting NAIA match. In women's college soccer, Illinois Springfield is scheduled to play Purdue Northwest at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, as it's a non-conference matchup. Prairie Stars are 1-1, knocking off Alabama Huntsville 2-1, before falling to Trevecca Nazarene 1-0. Purdue Northwest opens their season with a 1-1 draw at Quincy, as it's another opportunity for the Pride against a GLBC opponent before conference play takes place. Number 11, Indiana Wesleyan women's soccer is at Rochester Christian at 3 this afternoon, as the number 11 Wildcats are 4-0. They've got victories over Northwestern Ohio, St. Xavier, number 20 Science and Arts of Oklahoma, and Tennessee Southern. Even more impressive, IWU's outscored their 4 opponents 12-0. Rochester Christian will try to become the first team to knock off the Wildcats or score even. It's a 3 o'clock Eastern start between Indiana Wesleyan and Rochester Christian. Goshen travels to Holy Cross at 5 as the women's programs will meet before the men's matchup in Notre Dame later this evening. Goshen picked up a 1-0 victory, defeating IU South Bend behind Elana Lang's second half winner. Maple Leafs will try to build some momentum against Holy Cross this evening. Number 16, Lindsey Wilson is at number 12, Grace at 7. This might be a match of the day for Indiana College soccer, as it's a big matchup of two top 20 teams in the NAIA. As Grace will host Lindsey Wilson, Blue Raiders make the trip up from Northern Kentucky for a significant early season test against the Grace program that once again has national aspirations. At 7 o'clock tonight, Lindsey Wilson at Grace. Indiana Tech is at number 14 Taylor at 7 this evening, and another All-Indiana NAIA matchup that'll take place up in Upland. The Warriors get a significant early road test against nationally ranked Trojan squad for Taylor. It's an early opportunity to defend its ranking and pick up a quality in-state win before Crossroads League play begins later in the month. And that is a look at what is going on in college men's and women's soccer, as well as the high school side of things today as well. I'm Dustin Fuller saying thank you for joining us on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. We'll see you tomorrow.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.